Hey guys, thank you for tuning in with me, April Autumn. In the first episode of Dil Ki Diwali, we have seen and I've spoke about how you can just gear up your finance things. Like, it's not important that you have to spend money on purchasing your favorite things, or you have to just go with the flow and purchase things. So first, in the Dil Ki Diwali segment, we saw that you can hold your horses and think 2-3 times before purchasing that Zara, Vero Moda, or Lacoste, Van Heusen, any branded thing you have to take, which is very costly. So think before you take everything during Diwali, because there are lots of offers on Flipkart, Amazon. Like, you have to purchase. It's not important always. You go with the flow. If you really want it, then you get it, okay? So I spoke about it in the first segment. Now I am going to help you with the spending money right way, and how you can get things in accessories, fashion, style, food at the budgetary thing, and best quality. Okay, so first things is make your house clean. We do it every day, but as it's Diwali, make sure that you just check out your walls, you check your cupboards, you check your every household property, like kitchen trolleys, everything. Make sure that there are no cobwebs every nook and corner. So make sure that you clean it, maintain where maintenance is required. Also count in your car, your vehicles, and just make sure that they are also clean, they are in good quality. I know they are going to get depreciated year after year, but you have to make sure that they are good, in a good condition, okay? So first thing, keep your house clean. Whatever you have, no need of using, like, you need costlier products to clean it. You can do it with low cost products as well, which provide you good benefits. Good benefits, that what we want. So first is cleanliness. Make sure you wash your bed sheets. Make sure you give heat, or make sure you just clean your pillow covers, your smooth pillowcases. Keep it in the sun. Okay, do it. Then clean your wardrobe. Know what you have. We all have our flavors. Like, we keep the some clothes packed in the back and aside, and keep aside, and we just forget that we have it. So make sure that you know what your wardrobe consists about, what you have in your wardrobe, how many shoes you have, what's the conditions of your shoes. So you just have to do a audit sort of things. Like, you have to check everything, iron it, press it, wash it before very well. Just go with the instructions. Like, if they are supposed to be washed with cold water, wash with cold water and iron it. Keep it neat and clean. So you have done cleaning, you have done cleaning of your wardrobes, kitchen utensils, everything is cleaned. Now the dust is out of your house. Get it? Now, if your environment is clean, you're going to be feel happy also. If it's not clean, do something with it. Clean your environment, clean your surroundings, clean your lane. Try, do something, okay? Then, so basically Diwali is all about cleaning, kicking away all the negativity, which is, because when things are messed up, our mind is confused and messed up. So you have to just organize it well, reorganize well, because you have vacations and you have to use them, okay? You just don't want to eat everything up. So do it, be happy, celebrate it. Now I'll come to spending. You can go on shopping spree, you can go to Sarojini Nagar if you are from Delhi, you can go to Mumbai, you can go to malls, wherever you want to go. But just know what's the latest fashion going on, know what's the latest trend in jewelry, know very well about it. Just do a few sort of research and wear comfy clothes. Like, even though it's in trend, that's not necessary that you are going to feel comfortable with it. So if you are feeling comfortable, then go and purchase it. Try it. I'm not saying that you don't have to try anything which comes out the festive seasons. Of course, you have to go, try, taste it, and just be happy with it, okay? So if you feel it, then do it. And think about it. Are you going to wear it later? Second thing, food. Now you're going to make lots of snacks. I hope you're going to make it, or I assume that you are a very busy person and you're going to place an order and you're going to take it. So if you're among those people who are going to take it, the order you're going to take it, make sure that don't buy tough laddus. Like, they are so hard to break, so hard to chew. So make sure that even though you're getting them from outside, make sure that those are eatable. They can chew down easily, so you don't have to take a hammer, slice it off, and then eat. It should be comfortable. So make sure you get a food which is of good quality and is made with love for you, okay? So there are lots of eateries, there are lots of people who get the orders and do it very well using good type of products. Make sure you network with those people, get in touch with those people, and that doesn't matter how much money they take. If they are using good quality of products for you to eat this Diwali, just spend it, just do it, okay? You don't have to eat the laddus which you have to break with the hammer. So make sure you place order with the good people, and you also use good products if you're making everything at the home, yummy. And you, if you want to, you can also send me, just ping me up on Instagram, ask me for my address, let me know what are you going to send me, and I'll be happy to taste it. Okay, yeah, I'm a food reviewer also, because I love sweets in Diwali. So what are you waiting for? Okay, so we have covered three, how to spend in a good way. In later coming topics, I just don't know what I'm going to speak, but I'm going to speak about environment, I'm going to speak about self-improvement, I'm going to speak about lots of stuff. So stay tuned with my podcast. Thank you for listening to it. Thank you for supporting. Thank you so much. You can ping me up. You can drop me a message on Instagram and subscribe to this podcast so you will be notified. My Insta handle is APRIL_AUTUMN12. If you want to also check me out, you can check me out on another handle, which is VRUSHALIKHADILKAR. Okay, so yeah, gracias, happy Diwali everybody, celebrate it with love. Thank you so much.